You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is John Franco, and you're listening to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN New York. Let's go Mets.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us. On this Thursday, it's January 5th, it's 2023. Michael Kay, Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, we are with you until 6:30. Then Don does play-by-play from Montreal for the Rangers and the Canadians. Hope you're all having a good day. What's up, everybody?
How are you?
All good.
Hi. All good. Hey, hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Now, we'll get right to it. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. He's usually a very dependable guy. And locked into the NFL. Now, he is the only guy reporting this in all of the big football guys that scoop everybody and things like that. He's the only guy reporting this. Here's what he tweeted out. This was at 106. Here's a look at where things currently stand as to scheduling. This is about the Bengals and the Bears game, the Bengals and the Bills game. And by the way, great news so far on DeMar Hamlin. Not that he's out of the woods yet, but he's communicating, squeezing people's hands. And they're trying to get him to breathe on his own. But the first thing he did was he wrote a note to a doctor. Did we win? And the doctor said, yes, you won. You won the game of life. But so that's a wonderful, wonderful story that's taken place. Again, he's not in the clear yet, but it certainly sounds and looks like it's trending the right way. So because of that suspended game in the first quarter, this is what Mike Florio tweeted out. Here's a look at where things currently stand as to scheduling. Number one, no Bills-Bengals game, so they're not going to pick that up. Number two, NFL figuring out what to do with AFC seeding. Number three, neutral site for AFC championship is possible, which means that no one would get the benefit of having a home field game because they were the number one seed. So if it came down to the Bills against the Chiefs, I guess the NFL's looking at it, well, the Bills really never had a chance at the number one seed, so why should the Chiefs get this home field advantage at what used to be called Arrowhead. So they would just have it a neutral site right between where the two teams play. And number four, this is the really interesting one. Expansion of playoff fields to eight teams in the AFC and NFC is possible. That one is really provocative because let me let you all in on a little secret. If you go to eight teams, that would mean there would be no number one seed that would get a bye. So they think that's fairer than getting a number one seed that gets a seed because a game couldn't be played. So the number one seed would play the number eight seed. I think that's the way it would work. But here's a beautiful thing. It's almost like Al Pacino in Godfather 3 with the Jets. Just when you thought you were out, they pull you back in. If it's an eight-team playoff field in the AFC, if the Jets beat the Dolphins, they're in.
Holy crap.
And boy, and by the way, just as an aside, because we never want to exclude Peter, the Commies would have a chance.
Yeah, baby.
Wouldn't want to get in like that, would you?
It's so funny. So this came up for the first time that I heard about it when I was doing my my weekly hit with JP and B. Mitch in D.C. And we're talking about the Commanders, and they told me about this Florio story. And we started speculating on it. I stopped the conversation. I said, we have to stop. This is pathetic. We're speculating on if we should get into the playoffs if they add a team that shouldn't be in the playoffs. I can't even do this. But then, as time's gone on, it sounds maybe a little more realistic. It takes something here in my mind, guys. It takes something that was an unbelievable negative, a horrible situation that scared this entire country. And thank God it appears to be going the right way. And I think it does create a good out of it. I mean, yes, I'm personally biased, and so are Jets fans. But you guys don't think it'll be fun to do this? Like, what's the downside?
There is no real downside. There's some awkwardness, for sure. And apparently the Steelers would also have to lose, Michael, for the Jets to be able to get in. But there's still a scenario in which they could be alive. But there's some awkwardness, right? Because, I mean, there's a real possibility that Washington is preparing to fire Ron Rivera. And now Ron Rivera might go out there, win a playoff game, actually win his job back. Can you imagine, guys, if the Jets did the right thing and announced Zach Wilson yesterday as the starting quarterback for the game on Sunday because it was meaningless, and then either have to play him or pull him because the game became meaningful and gave it to Mike White?
Crazy.
You know, it's crazy stuff. I hope I'm rooting for it to happen because I think it makes the most sense. Right, it adds intrigue. It gives teams a chance to have a pulse again. I just hope it's a one-off. I hope it's not an idea. Well, let's expand to 16 teams. Let's add more playoff teams. I don't want to see that because these teams are really not deserving of making the playoffs. Sorry, Peter. The Commanders are not deserving of the playoffs.
They blew it.
Are not deserving of the playoffs. So I hope this doesn't open up an idea the way it did for the NBA during COVID of, let's have play-ins now because that was so much fun when we did it during COVID. If you tell me it's just one time, I'm on board.
Now, the interesting thing with the Jets, as Don said, Jets win, Steelers lose, then the Jets are in. But if the Jets lose to the Dolphins with a third-string quarterback, right, having gone into the offseason losing six straight games, given every single chance to make the postseason, and they lost on Sunday, I have not been a proponent, and I'm still not, of heads rolling. Heads would roll. There's a lot on the line. If the Jets could get in and they lose to a compromised Dolphins team, that would be just unacceptable on so many levels, guys.
It's incredible because this extra layer, this chance, this Week 18 chance that would be gifted to the Jets could make or break Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas. It really could.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure – listen, I can't imagine everything's warm and fuzzy there. Right, so if you brought everybody back, it would be under the, let's see, we're not happy with the way the season ended, but there was some good, so let's bring them back. And then you're gifted this chance against the third-string quarterback, win, and possibly go to the playoffs, and you lose it, or maybe get embarrassed in the game. Doesn't that all of a sudden, this opportunity become a tragedy, and everybody's
awful.
Out?
It would be awful. It would be awful.
But now, it's fun. I mean, I hate to say that. I mean, these are lives and all that, but it – you know, as far as careers are concerned, but hey, you're gifted an opportunity, but it's going to come at a major price.
Now, on the Giant front, how it impacts is that Philadelphia wouldn't be playing for any first round bye. So, I mean, I've always been a proponent of you don't play Jones and you don't play Barkley. You probably don't even play Dexter Lawrence. You just don't. But now, why would you play any of them in a game that means nothing to both teams?
Well, it won't mean nothing to Philadelphia, Michael.
Well, just seedings, but they wouldn't have a bye.
No, they wouldn't have a bye, but if they lose the division, Michael, now you're on the road. I mean, they want at least if they're going to win, not get the bye, but if they can, you know, they want to make sure that they at least get a home game, right? They don't want to lose the division.
Yeah. Does Dallas have the tiebreaker?
I think Dallas could still win the division, yeah.
Because if Dallas beats Washington, they go to 13-4. If Philly loses to the Giants, they go to 13-4.
Double check that, Anthony, but I believe the Cowboys would have the tiebreaker. Did they? I don't know if they beat them.
The Cowboys can win the division.
Yeah, the Cowboys can win the division. Okay. So they have to have the tiebreaker then.
Yeah.
Right. Now, by the way, the AP just tweeted out, according to sources,
the NFL will not
resume the Bills-Bengals game that was suspended Monday night after Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed.
So that's the first step in this.
That's the first step of what Florio is reporting. So that is either they're going to go with this funky, made-up-on-the-fly playoff system, or somebody is going to get very, very upset by not getting a first-round bye.
Well,
so Dallas, real quick, just to sum that up, as of this moment, Dallas is 4-1 in division. The Eagles are 3-2. With that Washington loss.
And they dropped the 3-3 if they lost to the Giants.
And they dropped the 3-3.
But here's the thing that really gets the NFL off the hook as far as not having the bye or even playing the neutral site championship games is that no one has the bye secured yet. So you're not losing anything.
Right.
Right? If you had a team that had sewn up a one seed.
If you took it away from them, you're right, Don. Yeah. That would be awful.
But now, since it's up for grabs, and you go into that last week knowing that you're either not going to have a bye or not have a home game, or a neutral site, then I guess you don't really have a kick coming because you know it going in. So that's where the NFL catches the break. I'd rather see the eighth team make it in each conference than play the AFC Championship game in a neutral site.
Now, Peter, just let's get into specifics in the NFC.
I love specifics.
If there's an eighth team, how does the Green Bay-Detroit game work? How does Seattle work? I mean, what has to happen, let's say, for Detroit to get in?
So Detroit plays Green Bay.
They have to beat Green Bay.
That's win and in. However,
No, it's not.
No, it's win and in either way. It doesn't mean they're losing out. It's win and in. It's not necessarily losing out.
Oh, you mean if there's an eight team?
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
to make it in now with seven teams, they'd have to win and Seattle would have to lose. The Lions to get in.
So then I guess that would remain the same as well. So real quick, as of this moment, they have Seattle has the tiebreak. So Detroit has to win no matter what, because if Detroit loses and Seattle loses, Detroit and Seattle are both at 8-9,
right,
and the tiebreak goes to Seattle. However, if the good old Commies were to beat the Cowboys somehow and the Seahawks and Lions lose, they both drop to 8-9, and the Commanders are in at 8-1.
Now let me throw this at you, Peter, because you're in the know about the Communists, so here we go. If, in fact, this goes in, I mean, the NFL is going to have to announce it in today or tomorrow. There are games Saturday.
Yeah.
So if they say there's an eight-team playoff roster in each conference, does Washington change its mind and then start Heinicke?
See, that's to me, you know, as a Commies fan, is where I'm puzzled. So they started the week saying Heinicke. Rivera, who is a maniac and has lost control of his football team and maybe his capacities in general.
Oh, my.
He then has conversations with the players, including Taylor Heinicke, who say, you know what, the rookie Sam Howell, he should get the start here. And by the way, guys, as time's gone on, I've thought about it. I think part of that was Heinicke having a little Michael Kay in him and saying, really, you didn't want to start me last week when it mattered? I'm good. I don't need to start this week.
I believe that everyone should have a little Michael Kay in them.
That's
just my personal feeling.
I agree with you 100%. Well, not everyone. But anyways, so then they end up going to the rookie Sam Howell. Would they have to then reverse course again and go to Heinicke?
I'm good.
Right.
No. Well, I don't think he would
do that. No, for a playoff game? Not for the playoffs.
Yeah, not for, because again, he wants to build up his numbers, and what better way to do that in a meaningful game? I think it's fascinating. I hope it comes down quickly. As you said, you should announce it today. So those are the two. If we're not playing the standalone game between Cincinnati and Buffalo, it comes down to this.
Which we're not.
Oh, right. I just said
that's out.
It's out. That's already been reported by AP. So then we're down to these two. I'd rather have this. I mean, the neutral site would just be the AFC. Or they make both championship games neutral site?
You know what? I think it's just the AFC.
I mean, that's fine, and that makes sense. It doesn't really add any intrigue.
No. It actually like sort of hurts. It makes it difficult for both teams. So both teams are traveling. Both fan bases are traveling. My guess is that's what they'll end up doing. Because when it comes to, quote, integrity, maybe they feel that adding this eighth team. But we also know that this league's all about business, right? They, in theory, are losing money on what happened Monday night and not replaying that game. So you wonder whether they think, you know what, let's just make it up by adding an extra playoff game on each side.
And also think of the logistics of finding the neutral site for the championship game. Now, you have a little time here. You've got a month, right? Because you've got this week and then – and then what would theoretically be wild card week in division. Yeah, so you're like 3 weeks away. I'm sure you can find a site in 3 weeks, but there's a lot of hard work that's going to have to go in finding that place. How are you going to sell the tickets? Is building availability, fairness for both teams? Because you'd like them to both have to travel, you know, or maybe do you give an advantage to one team or the other? You don't, right? It's a neutral site, so you want to try to find something that works. Wouldn't it just be better, especially with all the interest that you would garner by just adding the extra playoff teams?
You know what? It certainly turns what was, you know, when we were all watching TV on Monday, we were all heartbroken for this kid. And it looks like he is making progress, as we mentioned. Really good progress. Movement in hands and feet, communicating by writing. They're trying to wean him off the oxygen so he could breathe on his own. So all of that is good. Seems like his faculties are all there. And now it's turned into what could be a really intriguing postseason maneuver by the NFL. And although Don doesn't root for it, if they could get more teams in the playoffs, Don, and engage more cities right down to week 18, they'll do it.
Yeah,
if this
will.
Works this
I know
year,
they
they'll
will.
Do it.
I don't want to see – I hate the play-in in the NBA because then you're looking at 20 of your 30 teams playing in the postseason. That just seems – you're really making the regular season for a lot of teams completely meaningless, and that's why you have load management in the NBA because I don't think a lot of these teams care what seed they finish in. I don't want to see that in the NFL. I want to see teams – I don't want to see bad teams make the playoffs. But there's so much money, and to keep every team involved. I was telling you guys during the meeting, what was that, 3 weeks ago when Baker Mayfield had that great comeback against the Raiders? The Rams were still mathematically alive after that win.
Yeah.
And they're one of the worst teams in football. So you would really see a lot of teams stick with it, and the NFL might also be motivated, guys, because this might discourage tanking if you feel like, hey, if we win a couple of extra games here, we could sell out our building late in the year, maybe find a way to sneak into the playoffs. So I have a feeling that if this works, and clearly it will, you could see the excitement and just us talking about it, that this might be irreversible, and this is what the NFL does moving forward.
Now, Peter, I'm hearing from a couple of sources that the new eight teams, if it does go to that this year, the Texans are actually still in it. There's a way they can
get
in.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it keeps Houston in.
Yeah,
well.
Everybody's in play. Wow.
Yeah. Which is good, right?
Sure. You want everyone involved.
Why not? 1-800-919-3776. I got to thank the Islanders. I mean, talk about stepping up. At my door today was this gorgeous Islander jersey. If you're watching on TV behind me, the old Gorton's Fisherman jersey.
On TV.
A nice little ski cap, some T-shirts, and some baseball caps. Now, back at the studio, Don and Peter also got Islander gear. And I think
they personalized the jerseys.
They personalized the jerseys. And I believe it was the co-owner, John Ledecky, who made this work. He heard what we were talking about yesterday on the air and said, get those men an Islander jersey. So I'm going to put it on later. I will. Because I said, you give it to me, I'll wear it. And I will. The only jersey I will not wear of New York teams is the Met jersey because – I mean, how would it look for the Yankee announcer to be wearing the Met jersey? That would live on Google forever. But, you know, you want to give me a Liberty jersey? I'll do it. NYCFC, Red Bulls, I'll do it.
Yeah,
Brooklyn Nets, I'll do it. Not a schnurr. It's not like I would ever wear it outside. I remember, this is a bad person to bring into this. Remember how Bill Cosby used to always wear different college jerseys on a show?
Yeah, college sweaters, yeah.
Yeah, college sweaters. I would do the same thing.
Okay.
You send me stuff, I'll wear it. I'll wear it.
But and listen, I love the fact that they gave me the jersey. I love collecting jerseys. And that jersey, even though the fisherman jersey isn't great for the Islanders' history, it still looks very nice.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm not going to wear it because for the same reason. Ranger announcer can't wear an Islander jersey.
You're the lead radio play-by-play guy.
You are the lead.
Well, no, I'm the backup to Kenny Albert.
22 out of what? 40?
No, this is this
28 out of 40.
Yeah, this will be 28.
Yeah, I say that's lead. Don't you think so, Peter?
But also give credit to the Islanders because, Peter, this was in the works because I was communicating with Dr. Max April, who's been helping out with this, as late as before I got on my flight, which was an 8 o'clock flight to Montreal last night. And for it to be the next morning at the studio at Michael's doorstep means that
crazy.
They paid the freight. I mean, they paid to get this overnighted. So this is no joke.
Honestly? It's just a little thing. It's getting a couple of, you know, radio yokels, some jerseys. But it's the level of efficiency that makes me say, oh, this is a real organization. These people know what they're doing.
So now I've got the Islander jersey. I've worn the Devil jersey. I've worn the Ranger jersey.
Yeah,
hockey stepping up.
Yep.
You know I'm not a fan of any of the teams, Don.
It's hockey, man.
And if you remember, it was gorgeous, too. Remember Sam Darnold came into the studio a few years ago and gave us the black authentic jerseys that were encased in glass and wood.
That's right. I have beautiful. A Namath one. So
right.
I have worn that, I believe, on the air. Right, I've never gotten a Giant jersey, but, you know, what are you going to do?
So you've got nothing from the Giants. Obviously, the Mets you don't want.
No.
So and the Knicks and Nets have given us not jerseys, but I remember getting hats and T-shirts from the Knicks and Nets.
Oh no, they sent jerseys. They sent jerseys.
Yeah, we're
going to
need jerseys, hats and T-shirts.
I got an RJ Barrett jersey sent to me at some point.
Did you really?
Sure, I did.
Now, don't you think Mandy at the Nets should be sending me like a Durant jersey, like the one they wore yesterday when they lost their 12-game winning streak. You know, the black one that says Nets in print across the chest. That's a good looking jersey.
You like that one?
That's a good looking jersey, Mandy. Did I just say Mandy? Wow. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mandy.
What? You're unbelievable.
Yeah, but
Peter, come on. This is still a level of schnurring going on by Mike.
Of course it is.
How's it schnurring, though?
No,
because
it's schnurring.
You'll never see me wearing it outside. I don't wear jerseys outside.
Wait, hold on. Anthony, did Brouncher really take stuff from the box?
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
That's a schnurr.
Wait, hold on. We didn't even get to look at it yet.
Well, I know.
Wait, he took
That's
a winter hat?
Right.
There was the Islanders were nice enough to give a bunch of hats.
But did some get left for us?
Oh yeah, of course.
But hold on.
I gave two to Ray D. He's a big Islander fan.
Well, hold on. Why
oh,
are
God.
We? Hold on. Why are people giving this stuff away? It was sent to me and Don.
That's not right.
Well, actually, the box doesn't have a name on it.
But there the jerseys have a name on it.
Oh my! You know what? This is you know what, Anthony? Disappointed. I'm upset.
Oh, okay.
I know I didn't tip you for the holidays, but Don did. He deserves better.
You know what, Peter? I'll tell you what. Come over, and you can pick it up.
I'm right down the street.
But I know you are.
But hold on.
I'll be in tomorrow.
We're in tomorrow.
We're going to be in tomorrow. All of us.
By the way, you know what? Anthony, take that and shove it you know where. Because even if we'd been in today, they already would have been schnurred before we got there.
So, Peter, they're like... Like ravens picking at the carcass of a dead deer. Like,
oh,
we're going to go in there.
So graphic.
We're going to open the box up, and it's just going to be what's ever left. Whatever everybody didn't want, we'll have.
I
might have gone with vulture rather than raven, but, you know, it's your choice.
You don't think ravens do that?
I think they're classier. Also, I want to say in the box that I got, I don't want to get Don angry, they actually had personalized jerseys. For Cali, Charlie, and one jersey with Applegate on the back.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Really? Well, you know, it's the Michael Kay show.
Well,
Marco and Jalen's affections are still very much up for grabs
yeah.
for the Islanders, you know, and this is I appreciate it, but my allegiance has already been decided.
It's already been paid for.
Listen,
yeah.
That's the accurate way of putting it, Peter. I was trying to be a little bit more diplomatic, but my allegiance has already been declared. But Marco and Jalen, very much up for grabs. Could be the Canadians, could be the Devils, could be the Rangers. Most likely be the Rangers, but you don't know. I'm taking them to the Ranger-Canadians game on the 15th.
Look at that.
This could have been an opportunity, though, with like an authentic jersey. It said Jalen and Marco. Oh,
so real
quick,
Anthony, just before the rest of this is stolen, can you tell us what it currently exists in the box?
Yeah, I think there's about five or six of each style of the Gorton's Fisherman hat.
Okay,
and then your jersey and Don's jersey.
Okay, nothing else came in there. No other, no jersey for Marco or
nothing,
Bear.
Nothing that I could
Jaylen.
Disclose that I haven't already put up on eBay.
And Peter, why do I picture? Because you envision everything in your mind when it's said, right? So
yeah.
I'm picturing the box. I'm picturing like claw marks on the box. It's ripped.
And the thing that's surprising to me about Brouncher taking it is none of those items are edible.
No, but it's.
I'm going to show the box to you so you guys could take a look at what you've got.
It really is.
It's big,
it's disconcerting. It's,
look at the hat. I'm wearing the hat right now. It's a really lovely hat. I will wear the hat out. The ski cap.
I wish I could say I was disappointed in Brouncher, but really, what do we expect?
Well, I mean, he playing to the back of his baseball
card.
But
Peter, am I wrong to say that this is theft? It was stolen.
It is theft.
Because the person that gave them permission to root around the box, it wasn't his to do. It wasn't Anthony's say.
You know, Anthony is a major, major Ranger fan. You're surprised he didn't even throw it out the window.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Michael, I'm now watching. Oh, wow, what a beautiful hat, Michael. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm watching on the TV.
Uh-huh.
And I threw it on, and I just see some strange bald man walking around behind Don. What's
yeah,
going
very
on
scary. Who is that guy lurking, Don? Is that the Raven you're talking about?
There's someone there.
No, it's not. It's a radio engineer I told you about. I introduced you to him. During the
pre-show
during
meeting.
The meeting, but right. Yeah.
All right, I see the box now. I see Anthony
I can't
Jones.
Tell people to sit in the corner and not move.
Hey, by right? the way, can I do something on a personal
Bruce, don't
note
move.
Here? Right. Want to send out birthday wishes to my daughter, Callie, 10 years old today.
That's unreal.
Don, where did
Happy
it go?
Birthday.
Where did it
where
go?
10 years. It's incredible.
She's
she looks
10
great.
Years old.
You sent out a great tweet today. Tremendous.
10.
What a beautiful human being you created.
Thank you so much.
Can you believe it, by the way? It's shocking.
Well, I mean, look, the mom is pretty good looking.
Oh, well, the mom is the reason.
Yeah.
She's like me to the show.
She was like, well, you like 4 years ago. Well, you're not the reason anymore.
Some would argue I'm still the reason.
You might still be the reason. You know what? You're one of those steady reasons.
Go read the comments. They think I'm the reason.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we'll go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, talk to us.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
One quick thing, gentlemen, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This weekend, Baltimore beats Cincinnati. Cincinnati's 11-5. Baltimore's 11-6. Do they anoint Cincinnati the division because they played one less game?
Ooh, wow. That's a good question, Joe.
I guess
they've
got to
go with,
yes.
From what I've heard, Joe, is they're going to go with winning percentage. So
right.
If you have one fewer loss, you're going to get the division.
Facts.
Wow. There's so many ramifications to that suspension of the game.
With Lamar Jackson out, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think he hasn't practiced all week, has he?
What a weird.
But still.
Weird year for that team.
No matter what you do, guys, there's going to be somebody that's going to go, we got screwed. But you try to come up with as fair a system as possible, and I think just the level of excitement that would be added in here in New York with the Jets and in Pittsburgh and in Washington, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And also, I mean, think about what it does for ratings for all of those individual games. Like, there are Commanders fans who this weekend and Jets fans who said, you know what, I'm going out this weekend, I'm done. I'm done. And then the second they find out they could still be in the playoffs, they go, all right, changing my plans.
And just when they thought they were out, pull them back in.
Say it again?
Yeah, exactly.
Just when they thought
they were out.
Exactly.
By the way, shout out to the athletic training staff of the Buffalo Bills. They saved DeMar Hamlin's life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the work that they did on the field, because I talked to a doctor friend of mine, one of the Steves today, and he said, you have to do it right then. You have to keep that heart moving right then. You got to do CPR, and you got to do it the right way. That's why this guy's alive. He's 24, so he's healthy. And this was a once-in-a-million chance that this happens. And they kept him alive. All of their hard work. So I think that when the Bills play their next game in Buffalo, they have to announce the name of everybody on the athletic training staff. They saved a life.
Mm-hmm.
They saved a life. I mean, you think about like taping ankles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's so much more, man.
Of course, but you never know when you're going to have to use it. right? Yep. And you hope you never have to. But and I'm sure they train and they practice. But you know, you go into these games and you're right. You're stitching up players, or you're taping ankles, or you're, you know, walking to the concussion protocol and different things that come with that. But then sometimes you're asked to save a life.
The name of the Bills' assistant athletic trainer is Denny Kellington. He's the one who administered CPR to Hamlin on Monday and was absolutely vital. So Denny Kellington is a guy behind the scenes. You probably don't know his name. You don't know even who he is when you see him on the sideline. And he saved the life on Monday night. So congratulations to Denny, and I'm sure Hamlin's going to give him a big hug. Now, also, the doctor said to Hamlin today, you know how many more toys you're going to be able to buy? They told him what's happened.
Wow.
You know, it's just a wonderful story at this point. Hopefully it ends up as a beautiful story. We still don't know what the end is going to be, but all signs, he's trending in all the right directions. So it's just awesome. Let's go to Chris in Stewart. Chris.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
How you doing, Chris?
Good. Just a thought. You guys are right. You know, if two teams get in, like the Jets and Washington, that don't deserve it, maybe it would be a great optical for those teams and for the NFL just to have all the player checks donated to charity, whether it's Hamlin's charity or something else. And like I said, just a real good look for the league and probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, Don said it best yesterday. Somebody is going to say it's not fair. But, you know, life isn't fair. It's not fair what happened to this young man on Monday. So they're going to have to try to make it as fair as they could. But I don't think there's anything that can be done that will make it totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea that, you know, if you're adding these playoff games, I mean, I'm sure the NFL and all these teams are going to be donating a lot of money to the cause. So I'm not sure how exactly you can make these extra playoff games or these teams generate some kind of money or a fund for what happened, but
a lot of the owners have donated money to that fund. I think every owner has. And by the way, John Winthrop, one of our pinhead suits, tweeted out the Ravens would have swept the Bengals under that caller scenario. So I think you'd have to award the Ravens a division if both have 11 wins. No, you wouldn't.
I do like where his head's at, because I had mentioned that about what if Buffalo and Kansas City had finished tied with the half game going to Kansas City. Well, but the Bills beat Kansas City. So I think that's the only fair way to do it, right? Because why go unfair? Because then the only way Cincinnati would have won was because of the fact that they played one less game. Wouldn't you, if in that scenario, the Ravens had beaten Cincinnati twice, I think the only fair thing to do would be award the division to the Ravens.
But there's not a department of fair in the NFL. So,
if
two teams are going to play one fewer game than everybody else, it's going to have to be by win percentage. And the fact, even though they beat them twice, I'm sorry, they have one fewer loss. So their winning percentage is better.
The winning percentage is not better in that case. If you beat them twice.
But
because the only reason that they would have the half game is because of the one less game Cincinnati played.
I get it, but still, 11-5 is better than 11-6.
But I still think you when you look at, I understand not everything can be fair, but this is an easy thing to figure out. Beat them twice. That erases the half game. I just think that's, and I really don't know how would Cincinnati argue that? Oh, I deserve to win. Well, the only reason you got that half game is because the game wasn't played. Like, you didn't do anything to earn that. At least the Ravens beat you twice. And if you know that going into the game, well, then do something about it. Beat them.
Now, Anthony, our producer, said there's one wrinkle on the Jets situation. If the Jaguars lose, they hold the tiebreaker over the Jets. So it's not as if the Jets win and the Steelers lose that they're in. I guess there's something going on there with the Jaguars, too.
Yeah, so and the Steelers. So there's a lot that has to – even by adding an extra playoff team, it's still –
Doesn't this have the feel, Don, of when Rex's team made it and he thought they were done?
Yeah, he thought they were done.
Yeah.
And then
he said, well, we're out of it.
I remember that.
Yep.
He kind of it was kind of in that Ron Rivera territory, right, Peter, where he didn't realize they were eliminated. Rex took it a step further, thought they were eliminated, and they weren't.
Let's go to Kevin in New York. Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Kev.
I called yesterday when you were ranking the quarterbacks with Daniel Jones, and I lost service driving home.
Oh, that was you.
That was me, yeah. Michael called me gutless for dropping the call, so I feel like I was obligated to
call. You know what? You're showing
back.
Your guts here. I love gutless. It, Kevin.
So I was just calling to say that I think Daniel Jones is a little better than where you ranked him. I think he's better than Tua. I think he's better than Jared Goff. I think Peter mentioned Heinicke. I mean, that's a complete joke if he thinks Heineke's better. He just got benched.
Wait, a complete joke? How much better do you think Jones was than Heinicke this year?
Is he playing this week, Peter?
That's
or is Heinicke on the bench?
That is an irrelevant argument. That is an irrelevant argument.
That's a horrible – Tyler Heinicke is a joke.
So, I just want to say, if you think Taylor Heinicke is a joke, how good do you –
I don't
do
think
you,
I know he's a joke.
Okay, so how good is Daniel Jones then in your eyes?
Well, Peter, look who he has that he's throwing the ball to, and look at everybody else on that list, and he got his team into the playoffs.
All right, if you want to handicap your quarterback and go, he doesn't have wide receivers, well, then, yes, you're correct. But if you want to talk real life, listen, I'm not signing up for Taylor Heinicke to be my quarterback for the next 20 years, and I like Daniel Jones. But for you to say one is a joke, they're eating at the same table, pal. When it comes to the quarterback luncheon, they are sitting at the same table.
Peter, I don't know.
When they went head-to-head, what happened?
Well, that is so irrelevant. You keep saying ridiculous things.
Wait a minute.
Your team is ridiculous. He got his team into the playoffs when everybody called him a joke going into this season. His team wasn't supposed to be in the playoffs. He stepped up. He had some stones.
I agree. I respect that part. I like Daniel Jones, but hold on. But hear me out. You have an amazing coach of the year candidate head coach. You want to break down who has receivers, who has this, who has that. Taylor's team is a joke.
Let's wait.
Didn't your coach take a team to a Super Bowl?
That was a long time ago, pal. Now he doesn't know if the team can make the playoffs or not.
Let's take all the emotion out. We got two very emotional people yelling at each other, Michael.
I know.
Here is what.
Have you ever heard the show, Don? This is what we do. We've been doing this for 20 years.
But I just want to throw out a cogent, logical point.
Go ahead.
If both were available in free agency, who are you taking? I'm taking Jones over Heinicke.
I'm taking Jones, but Don, that doesn't answer. No, but it doesn't answer the questions. That's not what he said. If he said, Peter, I would take Daniel Jones over Taylor Heinicke, I would say, sir, you're 100% correct. He has a much higher ceiling. If you want to say, relative to Daniel Jones, Taylor Heineke's a joke, saying you didn't watch the league.
And what I'm saying is I'm taking the complete fun out of sports radio and saying he got a little emotional and he spoke out of school by saying that he was, what was the word that he used?
A joke. But joke. Kevin.
He's not a joke. Heinicke is not a joke.
Never said that Daniel Jones was not better than Heinicke. I don't even know why this argument is about.
Peter
said Daniel Jones is better.
Not only that, I've went a step further. I've multiple times this year said, I believe my team would be much better if we had Daniel Jones as our starting quarterback.
And what I would say to Kevin, too, check out Jared Goff's stats this year.
But let's all just, come on, take a break, all right? How do we feel about Goff when the Rams traded him? He was garbage, and he was coming from a very good coach and a very good system with weapons. And then he rejuvenated his year in Detroit, but it's and I probably would take Goff over Jones, but I think it's a lot closer than you make it out to be because it was 5 minutes ago that the Rams couldn't wait to get rid of the guy. And I don't think anybody would be saying that he was a great quarterback when he left Los Angeles.
Let's take a brief timeout. Got heated there. I love it.
It's good.
For some reason, Peter, Don's the one who poured cold water on the heat.
I don't know what just happened there.
It comes down to is when Don's not the star of the team.
Let Peter cook. Let me cook, baby.
What I'm just trying to say is that you're arguing a ridiculous point that was made out of just sheer emotion. Nobody's
Welcome
ever going to suggest
radio.
That Heinicke
that's
is a joke.
That's led to some of your best rants of all time,
buddy. My rants always come from a place of logic, and I just get heated. But
Tiger. Sniff him.
Well, I didn't exaggerate one point.
Logic.
No, that is logic because there are people that are just completely immersed in just love and adoration for the guy.
No, Michael K.
But he said that Heinicke was a joke out of just frustration with the argument.
That's the answer.
He didn't mean that.
And by the way, I wouldn't have gone to the whole "I do have receivers" thing
That's when I stepped in because I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. These are two people that flat out don't like each other.
Let me tell you something. If you thought that was ridiculous, if that was a Don rant, I was on stage 2 of 5. I was just getting revved up, dude.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the phone calls. Let's go to Steve in the Bronx. Steven.
Hello, guys. Michael, Bronx Science grad from 72. So I'm a little bit of an older fella.
Six years older than me.
My call. Yeah, a little bit. I got to tell you, though, I watched the press conference with those doctors today. It brought a tear to my eye to hear how everything worked. And thank goodness the young man looks like he's going to be all right. Now, I got to take you guys to task on the A-team in the playoffs. Being a traditionalist and an older guy, I think it's really unfair to the fans who, you know, there's a structure. But in the bigger picture, isn't FanDuel and other gaming sports betting sponsors of the show?
Yeah.
I heard you guys the other day talking about how the NFL would have to check with their partners before they did anything, before they made a move. Now, I have four futures, parlay tickets of teams to make the playoffs. I have one 18 parlay that was dead, and it's a zombie bet. It was with the Packers, and I stand to make a substantial amount of money if the Packers make the playoffs. Bringing eight teams from each conference into the playoffs makes all those bets null and void.
But the bet doesn't matter. What do they care?
Of course it matters.
Wait. What, I don't understand. Which bet does it make null and void? I don't get it.
Futures of teams to make the playoffs.
Okay.
Because those bets were made with the supposition that it was going to be only seven teams from each conference. The casinos, the sports books, are just going to say no option.
Well, maybe they'll say no option for the eighth team. I understand what you're saying, but you know, I said I was arguing with Don earlier in the week. The networks are partners with the NFL, not all their sponsors, not FanDuel and stuff like that. They're not checking with FanDuel whether they can do this or not. That's FanDuel in Vegas to work it out.
And if you want to go technical, well, you bet that the Packers were going to be one of the top seven teams in the conference. They weren't.
Right.
So if something out of the ordinary happened and they became an eight seed, I mean, technically Vegas can tell you or FanDuel can tell you, sorry, they didn't finish in the top seven, you don't win the bet. I understand the caller's point. That it's awkward. I'm sure the same thing happened in the NHL and the NBA when they expanded the postseason during COVID. Strange things happen. The NFL can't worry about that. That's Vegas's problem. That's FanDuel's problem. That's BetMGM's problem. It's not the NFL's problem. They cannot make decisions based on that. They can't. They shouldn't.
No, they can't. I don't even think they could check with them.
In fact, it's a different kind of partnership, by the way. That there's a difference between the TV partners and the gambling partners.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I know that they make a lot of money from them, but they don't look at them as a partner. They look at Fox, ESPN, and NBC and Amazon as partners. They're partners. I mean, they're paying the freight.
But don't you get my point, Michael? That if FanDuel said, "No, listen, you bet the Packers to finish in the top seven," they didn't. They might have technically made the playoffs, but they didn't finish in the top seven. Or maybe they just give you your money back. I don't know. They'd have to work that out.
Well, listen,
the NFL isn't involved.
There's multiple ways they could play it. Even though they said playoffs, they didn't say top seven, they could easily, I would assume, say, we said playoffs thinking it was a seven-team format. It's now eight. If your team was top seven, you made it. If not, you don't. There's ways around it.
I think it's an easy fix. The eighth team in, you don't cash in on that bet.
Well, there's two things in play here. Yeah, the caller's right. Something has to get worked out between the individual and the betting app. But where he's wrong is the NFL having any concern whatsoever over that.
But you know
what
would be
their problem?
The biggest issue, though, forget about like if you bet a team was going to make the playoffs. Let's say you made a future bet on a Super Bowl winner. And let's say that Green Bay gets in as the eighth seed. And you would bet Green Bay. And Green Bay ends up going all the way. Aaron Rodgers gets hot. They win the Super Bowl. Are
That's
you going to pay
win.
Off on that?
You have to.
But why? The team wouldn't have made the playoffs in
Fine.
A year.
Yeah, but the bet you made was not about whether they made the playoffs. It's whether or not they would win the playoffs. So I think that's an easy fix, too. I mean, that would be very hard to say. They got in as the eight. They won four playoff games, and they don't win.
I don't know how the algorithm works. Or whatever. I'm sure they know the people that bet on the Packers or the Jets or other teams that where it became dead, where they could just reactivate it and say, all right, well, now you're alive again. You know, I don't – It's an easy fix. You're right, Peter. But it's not anything the NFL should be concerned about. When they're trying to decide what to do, how awkward a situation is for a gambling app is not on the table.
Hey, it's game time. Brought to you by Telemardew Irish Whiskey. We've got two hockey games today. You know, I think, do we have the Devils, too? The Devils won last night. So we had the Rangers and the Canadians at 7, 6:30 pregame right here on 98.7. Then we have the Islanders. I'm wearing their great jersey right now. At the Oilers, that's a 9 o'clock start, 8:30 pregame on 1050 ESPN, and the puck drops at 9.
And the Devils are home for the Blues.
Okay, I knew I was right. And
And I was right. I cashed in,
had
bet, at plus 162 that the Devils would cover in Detroit, and they won 5-1. I say Detroit because that's how they say it up here in Canada.
But, you know, you're right, broadcasting
Bruce?
To New Yorkers, though.
Just because I'm having fun. Can't have fun.
You wouldn't let Peter have fun. You didn't let Peter have fun.
I don't think. I was just making an observation. I was just trying to declare a winner. And Peter was clearly the winner.
But you threw in the towel in the first round, Don. I need to get five rounds.
Imagine if Mickey threw in the towel early. You never had Rocky Five.
Thank you.
But Apollo'd still be alive if he threw in the towel early, if you remember. See, it depends on what movie you're talking
about. I wasn't going to go out like Apollo. Believe me, that guy was not Drago.
But no, but what I'm saying is I'm having some fun. I'm up here in Canada. It's my favorite city in North America, Montreal. So I threw Detroit in.
Wait a minute.
You think there are people?
It's your favorite city in North America.
That's right.
It's more of a favorite city than New York City.
Yes.
Number one.
I'd rather be in Montreal than New York. I love New York.
Time for you to go.
Wait, why is it time for me to go? Have you been to Montreal? Have you experienced Montreal? It's fun.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's not New York.
Well, that's your opinion. You have your own opinion. I have my own opinion.
Yeah,
we're two completely different human beings.
They shouldn't even allow you back into the States.
Oh, come on. They'll welcome you back with open arms.
No,
and anybody who's been up here agrees with me.
No, you're wrong. I've been there. I don't agree
with you. Yeah, but that's during baseball season. It's a different world up here. During baseball, I'm talking right now. I love it here. So, do you think there was anybody, Peter, listening from New York on the show going, he said Detroit. I wonder who he was talking about.
They might.
Well, then they're stupid.
Now you're insulting our
No, if I say Detroit, they go, who did the Devils play last night? Oh, they played in Detroit. Who did they play? I never heard of Detroit. Or are Don just having fun because he's up in Canada? Calgary, they say that too.
Okay, so you like to go to a place where they mispronounce words?
Hold on, it's a different accent there.
Detroit?
Okay?
There's no country that pronounces it Detroit.
Apparently, there is the country of Montreal.
They pronounce it wrong. It's not a country, Peter. That's game time. Brought to you by Telemardew Irish Whiskey.
Now he's on you.
During the big games this season, enjoy a Telemardew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's telly time. Please enjoy responsibly. I'm just firmly of the belief that, as an American, if you love Montreal so much, just stay the hell up there.
That is crazy.
That is such a convoluted, aged, stupid
aged.
Response.
How's
no,
it
wait,
aged?
The only way. So the only way to get to live in or near New York is for it to rank as your number one city?
Yeah.
Why?
Because why are you living here? Why are you taking advantage of all the beautiful things in New York? Go to Montreal and do play-by-play for the Canadiens.
It's where your family is. It's where your job is. Right. It's what feels like home. It's great.
And it makes more sense for me to be in the New York metropolitan area, but I love Montreal. I'm sorry. It's my favorite North American city.
Stay there. You could have just said your favorite Canadian city. But
Peter Cook?
You're trying to start it.
It is my favorite Canadian city. It's almost my favorite North American city. I'm sorry, that's my opinion. I love it here.
It's your favorite city in the world.
Well, I mean, from where I've traveled, I haven't been to Asia. I haven't been to Europe.
The places you've been, it's your favorite city in the world.
Yes.
Stay there. We'll be back.
That's just stupid, ignorant, and yes, aged point. Like, it's just something.
How's
like
it aged?
No,
are you an American or not?
Stupid.
That's not how it works.
Who's your president? President Biden or President Trudeau? Who is it?
Peter, this
make
is...
Make a choice.
No, this is a terrible take by you. It's shameful. It's shameful.
I'm an American.
Stay up there.
He's not staying. He's coming
Nobody
right back.
Nobody wants you here if you don't love it.
He loves it.
Can't tell people to sit in the corner and not move.
No, sit in the corner and not move.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a deep breath, everybody. Maybe Don will not return. He'll lose his passport. Maybe he'll poop himself. He's not going to be able to get on the plane.
Thank you for having my back, Peter. Well, although it wasn't hard, because this is the righteous
horrible
point.
Take by my.
I'm defending you, Peter.
Thank
then
you.
I actually shift and go after him, and you rip me. You know what? Okay. You're a jerk too.
That's like your sister and your brother having a fight over who should get the mashed potatoes, and you just grab a bowling pin and smash your sister across the head. Yes, thank you for defending me. I appreciate it, but your point is moronic.
Well, you know what? Would you think it's moronic if during the national anthems tonight he boos the American national anthem?
Why would he do that?
And sings O Canada?
Why would I do that?
Why would he do that?
Your favorite city is a Canadian city.
So that means you boo other cities? That doesn't make any sense.
You know, we're trying to make America great here, and then, and you're defending another country city. Okay. Goodness gracious.
Great balls of fire.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.